You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located right here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast live Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on our flagship station, the Global Star Radio Network. We can also watch us live on YouTube. Well, most of the time, we're live on YouTube now, where our faces are just not gracing the screen, although many images will that are relevant to tonight's broadcast. And of course, you can always see Body by Ted on YouTube there during tonight's broadcast. Of course, Ted Brewer is our guest for tonight. And we're also simulcast on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. All of the links, just go to HagmanandHagman.com and take your choice. Pick your poison. Don't forget, we've got two different websites, HagmanandHagman.com for the show, HagmanReport.com for news and information, which we will be updating tonight, reflecting the news of the day. Joe,
it's great to be here.
Yep,
good looking to have forward you. To tonight's show. We got Dr. Ted Brewer with us, and he's going to be talking about a number of things, but we want to open the show tonight with breaking news from Turkey.
Yeah,
there has been a coup, as tanks have been seen rumbling in downtown region. Gunfire has been reported as the Turkish military has taken control of the country, declared martial law, cut the internet and social media feeds and ability for citizens to connect outside of the country. And Erdogan is now urging Turks to take to the street to resist the coup to death.
There's two or three in the street right now, I think, people.
But the social media and internet have been cut, lines of communication for the citizens in Turkey. Martial law has been declared by the military, who has taken control of the country in the Turkish coup.
Okay, now, let me give you the kind of the thumbnail sketch. You can listen to all kinds of, and I know I'm encroaching on Ted Brewer's time, but this is something that it's kind of near and dear to my heart in terms of watching this unfold. Remember back to my reports about Syria, about Benghazi. Benghazi was all about Syria. Well, this is all about Syria too. What you're watching take place. You can watch the talking heads, the profound pundits, if you will, on the various network news channels. They will tell you what they're told to say. But here is my take, our take, the analysis from the Hagman and Hagman Report of what's taking place in Turkey. It's all about Syria, number one. Number two, this has Russian fingerprints all over it. Now, you have to understand this. Under Erdogan, Turkey has been the principal ally of ISIS. A fleet of 2,000 oil tankers were stolen Well, actually, they funneled stolen Syrian oil across the border into Turkey, funding much of ISIS's payroll. Now, when Russia intervened in Syria, it bombed the tanker fleet, the ISIS tanker fleet, destroying all, well, destroying 1,500 of the tankers. I shouldn't say all of them, 1,500 of the 2,000 oil tankers. In response, Erdogan ordered Turkish jets to down a Russian jet, and that caused a diplomatic furor after Turkish-supported rebels, terrorists, that is, killed the parachuting pilot as he was descending. Remember when that happened, folks, on November 20th, 2015. That was just last year. And this this is when the Russian Su-24 aircraft supposedly violated Turkish airspace for, 17 seconds. Turkey chased down the fighter. The Russians denied that they were ever in Turkish airspace. NATO corroborated the Turkish version, of course, and there we have it. Okay, so think back to November 24th, 2015. Now, here we have Erdogan as one of the world's greatest supporters of terrorism, one of the greatest supporters of ISIS. He, along with Saudi Arabia, created the Army of Conquest, which was centered around Al-Qaeda, the organization that staged or took part in, at the very least, the attacks against the United States and elsewhere. Now, Turkey became a NATO partner or member during the Cold War. They emerged as a major sponsor of terrorism, as I said. Erdogan has consistently been consolidating his powers. He jailed Turkish generals. He in fact, there are more journalists in jail in Turkey than there are in China today. He's jailed prosecutors. He's tanked many of the military, much like Obama has, may I add. And don't forget, Obama and Erdogan are buddies in the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, if successful, this could look like Egypt, for example, what happened with Morsi and Morsi and the ousting of the Muslim Brotherhood and putting a more secular, if you will, government in place. But this is also in response to a situation where Turkey and Ukraine have been planning a secret jihad to reclaim the Crimean Peninsula from Russia. You see, although it's all about Syria, there are multiple fronts in this war. And it's something that you're not going to hear on the nightly news, because this also has ties to Clinton. It has ties to intelligence, Western intelligence apparatus, as well as Obama. But right up to today, Erdogan and Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko had planned on basically to overtaking the Crimean Peninsula, to overtake it from Russia. Now, Crimea is an important cultural, military, and it's an important area for Russia. And Kiev, it would be like I guess I don't even need to toss out an analogy here. But in March, this past March, Poroshenko paid a visit to Turkey and declared their army to be fully operational after lengthy training inside Turkey. Now, Poroshenko spent time in Turkey and spent time with Erdogan talking about the Crimean Jihad that has yet to take place. So you're looking at a multifaceted, three-dimensional game of chess here. You've got Putin angry at Turkey and angry at NATO over their encroachment into NATO's encroachment into Russian territory. You've got the United States funneling troops, weapons through Turkey into Syria to topple Assad, which Assad, of course, is an ally of Putin. And you've got the military and economic importance of Syria to Russia and Putin. So you've got multiple fronts opening up. Basically, think of it this way, and I'm going to end it here. Well, with one exception. Think of it this way. You had the United States in all basically all Western countries, including those involved in NATO, create the Arab Spring, this reassignment, or this whole reassignment of power, reconstruction of power in the Middle East through Arab Spring. It was not a spontaneous eruption. It was planned. You had the United States, Western intelligence, going after, attempting to topple Assad against the wishes of Putin and Russia, and taking over Syria. That was what Benghazi was all about. If you remember, I said it's all about Syria. Libya was all about Syria. And this is all about Syria, too. Putin wouldn't stand for it. Proxies of Russia, including Ansar al-Sharia and other groups, attacked the CIA compound in Benghazi at the tail end of their movement of weaponry into Syria by way of Turkey. All right, and don't forget the Stevens in Benghazi. Who was his last appointment with? That was the Turkish ambassador. So Turkey was up to their necks under Erdogan into overthrowing Bashar al-Assad against the wishes of Russia. Fast forward to November 2015, Turkey shoots down a Russian aircraft. Fast forward to March of 2016, you have Poroshenko and also Ukrainian leader Poroshenko and Erdogan planning to open another front in Crimea against Russia. Russia's saying, no, we're not going to have any of this. You've got Kerry right now in Russia meeting with Putin and looking like a battered spouse coming out making a no comment about the coup in Turkey. And I'm certain that the fingerprints of Vladimir Putin are behind this coup in Turkey. Now, reports are that Erdogan is in flight in his jet. He's been refused to land in Germany. I'm not sure if that is true or not. There, you know, in these, I mean, who knows? These times, you just don't know. So the bottom line is there is a power shift taking place right now. And if they are successful, and I do hope they are successful, you are going to see the setback against the Islamization, against the Middle East Caliphate take place. To some extent, or at least a slowdown. And I'm sure this is really hacking off, old Barry Satoru and Valerie Jarrett and Huma Abedin. And you got one other factor in here, and I'm going to put this as a footnote to everything else. I'm not sure how many people know that I've talked to, and in fact endorsed, Dr. Paul Williams' work. Dr. Paul Williams, of course, has written, The Day of Islam and, other books as well. In fact, he wrote an entire chapter about my investigation of Islamberg. But Paul Williams had written not too long ago about a cleric, a Muslim cleric, living in the Pocono Mountains here in Pennsylvania. He was exiled from Turkey a number of years ago. I think it was back in the late 90s. And his name is Fethullah Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. And he owns 26 acres in the Pocono Mountains. It's actually a compound. He's a billionaire. And he's financing a lot of the anti-Erdogan stuff in Turkey. All right? Now, he's considered a kind of a man of mystery, this mysterious Islamic cleric from Turkey, and a thorn in Erdogan's side. All right? Now, over the last several years, really, but especially over the last several months, there has been this attempt to extradite Fethullah Gulen from Pennsylvania, from the United States, back to Turkey at the request of Erdogan. However, and by the way, these requests have come through none other than Huma Abedin and Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton. All right? This Fethullah Gulen has been a major contributor to the Clinton Foundation, as an aside. So, that's kind of a footnote in this three-dimensional game of diplomatic chess and war chess that we're seeing play out by the minute. Things are changing by the minute. So there you have it, up to the news, or up to the minute news, and we're going to be keeping our eyes on this. I don't want to take any more time away from Dr. Ted Brower, our guest tonight, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, go to HagmanHagman.com, click on the link directly to Dr. Ted Brower's website. Ted, thanks for your patience as I went through that. I don't know if I made sense, but there it is.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a couple articles that I want to read about that tonight. And I wasn't going to start with these, but I'm going to start with these now, because you're absolutely right with what's going on with the guy up in Pennsylvania. I also know Paul Williams. I met him. I attended a seminar he did over in Tampa about a year and a half ago. And brilliant man, brilliant, brilliant man. And he basically wrote the book, Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the Mafia, the CIA, and the Vatican. And so that's an incredible book. And you need to, you've had him on your show before, I know that, right? I mean, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in 2005, I met with him in Toronto, Ontario. We had a meeting, face-to-face meeting, him and Judy McLeod, the editor of Canada Free Press, and others, and we talked about certain terrorists up there at that time. And then, of course, he was on our show 5 years following that, I think in 2011, 2012, maybe.
Okay.
And we've been in contact, and hopefully he'll be back on our show. But, yeah, he's a very interesting man.
No, he's absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed the lecture that I heard, because he tied together everything with Chiang Kai-shek, you know, and the running the drugs out of the Cambodian Triangle, running the drugs out of Afghanistan. Now, also remember, one of the key distribution centers for the Afghan heroin is out of Turkey, and Putin knows that. And now he's just basically overthrown the entire Turkish government, if he indeed was involved with this. And who knows who they're going to install. It may be another Rothschild stooge like Erdogan, I don't know. But the reality is, if Putin's in the middle of this, I can't say as a blaming, because they shot his jet down for absolutely no reason at all, because this whole thing with Turkey was a disaster, because we know they were funding ISIS. But I want to read you this article, but this is just part of it. There's two little articles. I'm going to read you bits and pieces of it. And the first one is on the top secret, basically Rothschild Mafia, part two. And here it is, talking about how the Rothschild Mafia game plan, which was used to destroy Russia and mass murder over 100 million innocent Russians beginning in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution to build up the Nazis and to drag the world into war, which resulted in probably another 55 million Russian deaths. It goes on to say these terrorist armies that are used now are mind controlled by various sophisticated means, psychotronic weapons, pulse beam microwaves, including the voice of God, biological chemical means. And this way, these secret armies can be transformed into freedom fighters or into terrorists who do outrageous atrocities against innocents. And yes, real atrocities are done. What's even more, has even morphed into fake videos in front of green screens by these Rothschild actors to prepare numerous propaganda films to be distributed through the mainstream controlled media as a major set of psychops on the American people. These real and faked narratives are then used to manipulate Americans into sacrificing their soldiers as cannon fodder, weakening their survivals, deposed, disposed of, or mentally isolated. He goes on to say that these wars were used to produce vast profits for the Rothschild Mafia based out of the city of London in the franchise central banks, and for their favorite associated defense contractors, which is actually usually a no bid. Then when the dust clears, this Rothschild Mafia owns free and clear pretty much 147 corporations through interlocking boards. We've talked about that many times. Comprised mostly of same players over and over again, they can easily gain access to the country's valuable resources, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute, for more mere pennies on the dollar, while being protected by the allied armies who were sent there to supposedly bring democracy and freedom. Okay, this is again what we're doing with the Afghanistan heroin and all the minerals in Afghanistan. This Rothschild Mafia knows it can keep deploying these Blackwater-type mercenaries until they are used up, which means killed or completely post-traumatic stress syndrome. This keeps them distracted, and the very large monthly payments they receive is a great reward to keep them on board. They know that they will continually be redeployed until they are done, because they don't want it to be a threat to this entire group of themselves, because they know who the main players are. The Rothschild Mafia has been distributing massive propaganda based on lies and false narratives through the controlled mass media that Assad was a nasty tyrant and torturing and murdering his own people and deploying poisonous gas, hence the trying to throw over Syria. But the Rothschild Mafia and its main agent want to clear out Iran and Syria so they can run pipelines for crude oil and natural gas from Qatar into Europe instead of Russia. They are doing everything they can to try to provoke Russia into World War III with America, because they believe then, and only then, they'll be controlling the Middle East completely. But Putin and the Russian Federation, this is really good here, Doug, just to say what you were saying a second ago, have been too crafty and well-informed to fall into this trap, which could fit the Russian Federation in one big disposal off to get rid of them both. Putin completely checkmated this mafia by exposing ISIS in the Middle East and fully exposing that the CIA, the Mossad, Turkish, and Saudi covert operations were basically the ones doing the crimes against humanity, which he did. And all over the world, we have now the newly emergent and growing boycott against this group. This has freaked out the Rothschild Mafia, and they're in panic, and they decided to use ISIS to completely destabilize the Middle East, Iraq, and Syria, and then use the same group of people and cutouts like George Soros to funnel their money to pay and transport these displaced folks, the immigrants, the migrants, into the Middle East, into Africa, into Europe. The game here was to embed mind-controlled, basically retarded trained young males in these immigrants who will sexually abuse European women to create a giant psychop. Meanwhile, the key European leaders have been completely mind-controlled by these guys, or have been bribed by these guys to accept that their ways are superior to what they want to do. Then they want to punish European nations for the growing apathy and anger towards them, and they believe that they can do this rapist intervention into Europe. And so if that fails, what they are planning on doing is to involve Blackwater mercenaries to run by the CIA and Mossad again to set up large terrorist bombings in public areas. We saw that yesterday in Nice, and they can blame it on ISIS and radical Islamics. This mafia and its key intelligence agencies in the NSA and the Mossad and the CIA have been completely penetrated by Putin and the Russian Federation. This is where this gets interesting. Unbeknownst to the NSA is that the NSA satellite raw data feed has been penetrated by the Russian Federation. This thing means that Putin and the Russian Federation, and now this, I'm not sure if this is all true, but this is what this guy is saying, and intel agencies have complete knowledge of all the American, UK, Canadian, Australian, New Zealand, NATO, and Israeli intel, every bit of it. Now this guy goes on to say that Trump knows that Putin knows, okay? And he believes that Putin will not leak any of this before the election because it may actually cause a war with the Russian Federation. Now, because, you know, Putin and Trump are pretty much, you know, buddies, I guess. And then it goes on to say that Clinton was instructed to use her email the way she did as the part of a high-level CIA covert operation to trick foreign nationals by providing access to seemingly important intel as an information drop, as a drop box that was salted with strategic misinformation decided to mislead. Her email system was national security operation, and she was the cutout, the vehicle they set her up. Now, he says this is unvetted from this point forward. He says that Hillary, as Secretary of State, was doing tasks as part of a very sensitive national security covert operation, which is what happened in Libya. She was selling weapons, export licenses to foreign nations, who would then buy weapons and split the shipments in half, keeping half for themselves and shipping the other half to ISIS. Then the foundation slush fund could be used to pay off key superdelegates for her run for the presidency. Now, whether that's true or not, he said it's not vetted. But what's interesting here, though, Doug, it ties back together what you said, is that Putin isn't going to play this game with these guys anymore. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on with Hillary. Supposedly, he has all of her emails that were deleted, and he's threatening to dump them on the national stage. So this thing is getting interesting, dude. And you
yes.
know what? So, and you know what? Go ahead,
Ted.
Doug,
I just want to interject one thing here. One thing to add to what you just said that substantiates this as being more true than unsubstantiated is the fact that if you look at a map, the Red Sea would be like our Great Lakes to us in terms of our security. We saw over the last several weeks, months, an incursion of NATO naval forces into the Black Sea, and that the reason I brought that up is there's a connection between that Clinton when she was Secretary of State, NATO during her reign as Secretary of State, and Obama currently to goad Russia. to be a thorn in the side of Russia. And yes, you're right, I believe about Trump, and I do believe that there's a lot of the information that you just talked about contained in the Hillary emails, and but I don't know how that plays in.
Well, he said also in this article that Trump has the information, all of it, on Hillary, and if she wants to play her little wicked witch of the world satanic coven nonsense with him, he's gonna expose her all on national TV in the debate. Now, if he does that, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, if he can prove it, if he has documentation behind it, and he posts it on his website, the wicked witch is done. She's over. Because, you know, what's happened here is, and it's because of the Christians, because of the internet, it's because of shows like yours, you know, and my show in the afternoon, and a bunch of other alternative news shows, we're changing the entire attention field. And these guys who have controlled us through their Babylonian money magic and through their sorcery, which is what it is, and through their human sacrifice and through their murdering of children and their pedophilia and all this sicko stuff they do, they're losing control of the planet. The Christians are making a stand, and they're standing in aggregate, and they're praying against these guys, which are releasing the deutamus, or the scalar waves, into the dimensions of time-space, which are actually changing the physical reality. And these Rothschild, you know, Satanists, these Sigmund Freud, you know, Khazarian, you know, Sabbateans, who are basically all the way back from the Druids, these guys are being exposed for who and what they are now. And so it's getting really interesting now, because the Christians are finally standing together in the aggregate. We finally have somebody such as Donald Trump, who at least is talking the talk and trying to walk the walk, claiming he's been born again. Now, I had someone send me an email the other day, and they said, because, you know, we're like you guys, we get deluged with emails, and I said they wanted to know what I thought about, you know, Trump. What if he wasn't real? And I said, what if he's not real? I said, okay, who are you going to vote for, Hillary? Hillary is a witch. She speaks to Eleanor Roosevelt. She was a coven leader. I mean, a full-blown satanic witch, you know, out of California, flying back and forth when they were in the White House. She's a lesbian. We know that. I mean, we know that Clinton's a philanderer. Her husband's a philanderer. He's raped so many women, it's ridiculous. Has claimed to have sex with over 2,000 women. I mean, who even keeps count of weird stuff like that? And, you know, we know what he did in the White House. We know he's a pathological liar. I mean, do we really want that group back in? I mean, the bar is set so low with Clinton. I mean, the bar is so low, Doug, that Trump, even where he is so far above her. Even if he's not legitimate to the point that we hope he is, the bar has been raised so high with Trump that it's ridiculous to even consider Clinton in this thing. I mean, this girl, exactly. This woman, this witch, there's over 100 dead bodies from their administration. Watch the video that Jerry Falwell did back in the 90s. It was the Clinton Circle of Power. And the other one was the Clinton Chronicles. They're available on YouTube for free. And you won't believe the death toll behind this group of people, including Vince Foster, plus over 100 more. And Larry Nichols substantiates that. See, so we can't really say that we'll vote for Hillary Clinton as an alternative to Trump as a Christian, when she's pro-abortion, anti-Christian, anti-everything we believe in, Doug. So that's the thing that blows my mind, that Christians are still considering an alternative vote to Trump. We have to do what we did with Reagan back in 1980. There has to be a massive, massive, massive landslide, and here's why. This is another interesting article that was written by Duff, and he's talking about, here it's called America, the World's Most Dangerous Dictatorship. He goes, during the Clinton years, powerful Nazi-inspired elements, which we know that's true because of Jim Marr's books and also because of Russ Dizdar, during the Clinton years, powerful Nazi-inspired elements in America plotted that what had become the successful overthrow of the American Constitution. The movement was led by the rogue industrialist John Mellon Scaffey. Financing them all was the Rothschild-owned and controlled Federal Reserve Corporation. A secret society hidden in plain sight was set up called the Federalist Society. Duff claims that the Federalist Society was a Nazi-controlled group backed by powerful lobbies that moved into every law school in America, recruiting top candidates based on skill sets needed. The program was devised by the CIA, of course it was, and recruited thousands of budding sociopathic personality types, recruiting them into the Federalist Society and channeling them into top law firms and government organizations. They were pushed forward, and after a decade ran the Department of Justice. They also controlled most of the regulatory agencies, plus most of the Supreme Court justices. During the Clinton administration, they managed to temporarily get control of the U.S. House of Representatives through the help of the Contract with America with Newt Gingrich, financed by money man Robert Murdoch, who's also another Rothschild stooge. In payment for this, Newt gave Murdoch an American broadcast network, Fox, because it was illegal, because you have to be an American citizen. But of course, Newt Gingrich also gave him a citizenship as well. Where things really got interesting, it says, in 2000, during the Clinton administration, Scaife, the head guy who started all this, hired lawyer Ken Starr to investigate Clinton and get himself nominated as a special prosecutor. Scaife paid Starr by naming him the president of Pepperdine University, which Scaife controlled, for those who care about the facts. Clinton's backer, then George Soros, hired a former CIA agent named Steve Kangas to get dirt on Scaife. Kangas amassed enough evidence on Scaife and his deal with Starr to send them both to the electric chair. Scaife and the Federalists had Kangas kidnapped, and then he was murdered in order to save Ken Starr, who had been promised a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. You can look into it. The deal really came to light in 2000 when the CIA and the Diebold Corporation had contracted with a computer guru named Michael Cornell, who developed software that would simply flip votes done on electronic voting machines. Targeted would be the states of Florida, Ohio, and Virginia only, piling up votes in key precincts just enough to guarantee the control of the Electoral College. In 2000, even with millions of votes flipped, exit polls supported Bush losing by 5 million votes. The election couldn't be saved. Here the Federalists stepped in and had their five Supreme Court justices step in and overthrow both the areas of equal protection and states' rights of the U.S. Constitution to put Bush in office. I mean, this is some crazy stuff, but the guy makes sense because everything he says you can verify. And then by 2005, by a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court of the U.S. overturned for all time limitations on foreign and corporate spending on American elections, citing an end to democracy in America. Mike Connell, who did the computer vote flip stuff, the guru, he suddenly then died in a mysterious plane crash in Ohio just before he was about to testify in his role in the CIA vote flipping. I mean, this thing is so, Doug, they're being exposed. We're finally because of alternative media. See, their whole thing here is they had to control the media. They had to control the media. That's what Hitler said. That's what the Rothschilds do. That's why they bought up all the newspapers and all the radio stations and all the TV stations. That's why they had Clinton deregulate the radio industry so they could control all radio broadcasts. And they could say who could and couldn't be on radio. And that's why they bought up Reuters. That's why they bought up AP, because they want to be able to control all media going out through their mainstream-controlled mass media. That's why they've done what they've done. And now the alternative news networks has given just a huge flush to the American population of real information and real intel. I mean, Hillary Clinton is as guilty as hell. I mean, she should be in prison for what she has done. And everybody in America knows that because of alternative media. Even Roger Stone, when he breaks stories now, he'll go on Alex Jones's show to break major stories and releases because he knows, you know, Alex has, you know, millions of listeners. The thing that's
Stone has been basically persona non grata at every network outlet anyway. Okay, so I mean, he goes where he gets the biggest exposure.
That's right.
Ted,
see,
I mean, everything's controlled, man.
Well, and that's it. And I'm going to cover real quick because I'll have to kind of rush through it because I want to make sure I get through it with this 1 hour. But I may have to go to the next hour a little bit. But what happened is, you know, when I was a kid, okay, you know, my mom was from Germany, right? And I started going to school. And, you know, I mean, I was born 10 years after World War II, you know, 15 years after World War II. A lot of the guys that I was going to school with, their parents and their dads had fought in World War II. And so it was an interesting thing, especially when I go to school speaking German, right? And so but I knew as a child that something wasn't right. And here's why. I used to watch those Walter Cronkite episodes of the war on the news, you know, our black and white TV back in the 60s. I forgot what they were called. It was like a big thing that they had done. It was all propaganda. And I would ask my mom about this stuff, and she'd sometimes sit there and watch it with me, and she'd say, you know, Teddy, none of this is true. This is all a lie. And I'm like, okay, why is this a lie? Then she'd start telling me why it's a lie, why this didn't happen, why this didn't happen, why this didn't happen. And finally, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I started questioning the mainstream narrative. I mean, I'm talking, I was like 8, 10 years old. And I'm thinking, well, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of weird. But what happened is I noticed in the 60s, you started having, you know, unemployment, because, you know, the war effort was over with. You started having people that were broke. You had to start having two-parent incomes. You started having massive racial unrest and societal degradation. I saw all of this in my own eyes, and the people who don't remember the 60s, it was kind of like it is now. Okay, it was awful with the racial problems that we were having in the 60s. And then I finally realized that, you know, something wasn't right, and that, you know, we were having a planned society. Well, then I started doing research, you know, later on H.G. Wells and Huxley and Alfred Milner and Cecil Rhodes. Now, let me give you, this is like a who's who of psychopaths. Let me give you a little bit about this. H.G. Wells was born in 1866. He died in 1946. He was a Darwinian socialist. Okay, he was a communist. He was also an atheist. He had multiple affairs on his wife with Margaret Sanger and a whole bunch of other women. He was also part of the Fabian Society, and he helped start the League of Nations under the guise of the Rothschilds, you know, after World War One. I mean, that's the first one. Number two is Alfred Milner. Again, by the way, most of these guys are all linked into Oxford. Alfred Milner was another Oxford guy. He wanted a master-slave reality that based on eugenics, that inferior races would be slaves against everybody, and he wanted to cut through and get rid of a whole bunch of the people on the planet. Then we have Huxley. We all know who he is. He believed in infant conditioning and narco-hypnosis. In other words, he wanted everybody on drugs. He wanted everybody on fluoride. He wanted everybody on everything to be controlled. He was another Oxford man. He wrote Brave New World. He died using LSD in 1963. He had already been all taking psychedelics for years before that. He was dying of cancer, and he had to write down on a paper to have his wife inject him with LSD while he was dying on LSD. And then we end up with Cecil Rhodes. He's another one of these interesting guys. He helped start the League of Nations again with the Rothschild boys. He was a diamond broker at South Africa. He was never married. They thought he was gay, and he wanted British rule of the entire planet. I mean, this is some crazy group of people, and they planned on taking over the world and stealing resources, and they were all being funded through the Rothschild banking cartel and the Federal Reserve banks. And last month we talked about Tavistock and these other think tanks and how they were used to change cultures. They were used to force pop culture on us. They wanted to develop world wars because the Archduke Ferdinand when World War I was a joke. That's not why that war started. They wanted to bring countries into subjection underneath them. They tried to start the League of Nations, which failed because they wanted a one-world government. H.G. Wells, he was a propagandist and a eugenicist. We just mentioned him. And he said after World War I, we need another world war because people haven't given up sovereignty to the global elite. You know, and then they wanted to bring in the United Nations. Cecil Rhodes took over South Africa to strip its assets. You know, wars have been used to grab world resources for years and years and years from the Rothschilds. The Project for a New American Century was started in 1997 by William Crystal and Robert Keegan. They wanted a new Pearl Harbor. And, you know, 4 years later, they got it with 9/11. But Tavistock has been used, and we talked about it last month, to bring everything in from rock and roll to open sex to miniskirts, all of this stuff. They originally brought this stuff back in the 20s. But it bombed on them in the 20s. The Roaring 20s is about booze, sex, pregnancy. But then what happened is they didn't have the readily available abortions. So all of these kids were getting up in orphanages, and they didn't have any penicillin, and they couldn't treat all the venereal diseases they caused. So this thing blew back in their face when they tried to introduce it into the 20s. But then in the 60s, Doug, they put it back in again because they introduced the pill, they introduced penicillin, and remember, H.G. Wells wanted more and more promiscuity because he wanted to change the culture. Here's how they look at us. They see us kind of like cattle in a field, okay? Cattle like to hang out. We like to be chilled out. We like to, you know, hang out with our friends and our buddies. But then they have to destabilize things to create a stampede. When they create a stampede, they change the paradigm. Now, when they start things stampeding with human beings like they did in the 60s, then the Rothschild Bank then guides the stampede to wherever they want to guide them through the Tavistock Institute, which was originally developed last month. We talked about this because of shell shock in World War I. And now they want to come in and cause everything to get disconnected. OK, Okay, this is what they want to do. They want, and this is what the biggest deal about the smart technology is. They want to break up families and homes. And now you walk down the street in some cities in Europe and in the United States, and everybody's looking at smartphones. They don't even, there's not even a societal link anymore to humanity or to being part of a culture. In other words, we've lost that herd instinct because we've been taken over by these socialism families. I mean, look at this guy. Look at the music business. Just an example. You know, Clive Davis, you know, he went to Harvard Law. He's also gay. He's the one who ran American Idol. He's the one who basically brought all these singers in and out. I mean, the music business, you know, it makes the stars, but they use these kids to basically force social change and to force their liberal agenda. You know, songs back in the 70s, they started getting rid of the he and she. They started making it gender neutral because they wanted gender neutral look. They decided, we got Justin Bieber and Prince and Michael Jackson. Okay? They don't want any more people like Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin or Perry Como or Elvis Presley. They don't want that. They don't want people that can actually sing because they can take anybody through lip sync and through mixing their stuff in the studios and make anybody anything they want. They showed us they could do that back in the 60s with the Monkees, which is a completely fabricated band. Society, according to them, must become contaminated. The parents have to become contaminated. And then the children will basically continue to contaminate their children in sexual relations and in gender bending, which is what they've done now with Bruce Jenner and all the stuff they've done. And again, this is all the Rothschild guys doing this. They're financing all of this stuff because they want to take over the planet with their satanic one world government. These pedophiles want pedophilia legalized. Look at the Catholic Church with what's going on. They spend millions of dollars defending these guys who have been accused of pedophilia. You know, they've used this knowledge that Professor Quigley talked about in Tragedy and Hope, you know, to actually move society in the directions they want it to go to by manipulating human society. I mean, Quigley even wrote about Milder and Rhodes and what they did. But guys, you know, I got to break off of these guys for just a second because we got to go back a couple thousand years. This whole thing starts back with Genesis chapter 6. We've got to go back to the Christianity part of this stuff and the Old Testament part of it. When we had the fallen angels come down, start breeding with women, creating these hybrids, these Nephilim. Now, Rush Dizdar talks about this, and a lot of other people talk about it also. And also, the other guy, I had him on this Power Hour, L.A. Marzulli, he talks about this too. And these Nephilim, they were being taught by the fallen angels. These are the guys who started the Druid stuff with the human sacrifice. It started that far back, all the way back to Nimrod. And these guys that are doing this, this Rothschild group, these snake handlers, these are the guys who basically were these same guys back then because they consider their bloodline to be the benign Nephilim. They consider themselves sons of the fallen. That's how it has to go back. And they've gone all the way through time. Jesus called them straight out, said they were the synagogue of Satan. Then the book of Revelation says that they were the synagogue of Satan. And Jesus didn't call them synagogue of Satan. He called them the children of the devil. But if we're aware of what they're doing and how they're trying to do this, because it's been going on for thousands of years, we can change this. We can actually, you know, realize that we don't have to obey them. But again, their media is fun, 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 rock and roll for all, drugs and, you know, LSD. I mean, they're using hormones, peer pressure. It's all categorized by age and demographics is how they break us down. You know, people get young. When they're young, people are all excited in high school, okay? And a lot of the guys in high school, they peak out in high school. They have the best 3 years of their life, and they're done. And everything else goes downhill. They have all these dreams and aspirations of what they're expecting of their life. By the time they get to 40, they realize they're mortal. They start having aches and pains. And they start thinking, my gosh, it didn't work out like I wanted it to. Then they start working towards their retirement, okay, because now that they've been programmed for the retirement. See, and this is what's happened to so many people in the United States, Doug. This is what they're now doing with the kids, making it so easy to get student loans. These kids who are getting these student loans have no idea that they're signing themselves into a $50, $60, $70, $100, $200,000 in debt, and that 80% of these kids who graduate from college aren't even going to use the degrees that they get. And a lot of these degrees are completely and totally useless, and you can't get a job, especially when we have 100 million people already unemployed in the United States because of, you know, the Industrial Revolution has basically gotten rid of a whole bunch of the workers that we needed, and now we've offsourced everything to China and to Mexico. I mean, what do you think about all this, Doug?
You know what, Ted, you're right on the money. And one thing I want to add to this, it kind of goes back a little bit. However, it's important. When you mention the Rothschilds, for example, please understand, folks, the surnames are numerous under the Rothschild banner.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I just
that's
want to remind people of that. So, you know, it could be a Bush or a Clinton, but still a Rothschild. Okay. As an example, just to let people know. But otherwise, man, you're right on the money. And I don't want to take any time from you, man. You're on fire. Go on.
Well, no, you know, here, last weekend, I went to Yalaha Bakery in Yalaha, Florida, and I've got a good friend of mine there. His name's Jurgen, and he owns the place. He's owned it for like 15 years, and it's a huge bakery in the southeast. It's like it's been voted number one over and over. If you're ever down in the area close to Orlando, go over there. It's phenomenal food. The guy's a really good friend of mine. Yalaha Bakery, Yalaha, Florida. It's Yalaha. And what's interesting about that, he has some folks that had escaped Czechoslovakia under communist rule up in his office last Saturday when I got there. I didn't know they were up there. So I walked up there to see Jurgen, and Sharon was with me. The kids were all with me. We like the German pastries they have there because they only use real butter, organic flour, and all that kind of stuff. And so I walk inside, and he's got these two people from Czechoslovakia sitting there. And these guys are super successful. They own this huge hotel right in front of Universal Studios. And so they're super successful, got all this money. They're really, really brilliant. And this guy has this really heavy Czechoslovakian accent. And, you know, he was raised under communist rule, you know, because of what, you know, he left. He's like 75 years old. And he starts in on Angela Merkel and just starts going off on Merkel, going, what in the world is wrong with Merkel? Why has she done this? Why has she destroyed Europe? He goes, we were just there last month. He goes, and we went to Austria and we went to Salzburg. And there were so many Muslims with women, you know, who were wearing the burqas with the little slits in their eyes in the middle of the, you know, the heat, that we couldn't believe it. So we left and we flew up to St. Petersburg, up to Russia. And it was so nice because there were no Muslims. there were no people coming in from other countries. It was all Russians. And the people in Russia are so nice. And he was just going off on how wonderful it was in Russia with Putin. And he said, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? He says this like 10 times. And every time he says it, I said, oh, well, I know why. And then he'll go fuss again, and I said, well, I know why. And finally I said, you want me to answer you? And then he fuss again. Finally, his wife looked at him and goes, you know, honey, why don't you just be quiet for a minute? And, you know, Ted thinks he can tell you why this thing is happening. And so I sat there and I looked at him. I said, look, here's the deal. I said, you got to understand something. This is all part of the New World Order. This is the 1,000 points of light that George Bush talked about back in 91 with his New World Order speech. This is all about bringing every country in the world under a dictatorship through the United Nations. And he goes, well, why would they want to do that? I said, because these Rothschild boys, or whoever you want to call them, you know, because just get a list of who's who at Bohemian Grove. You'll find the interlocking corporate directorships and names and family ties at Bohemian Grove. And so I said to him, I said, and they tie themselves all together through places like Bohemian Grove. And he goes, well, what's Bohemian Grove? And I said, well, it's a redwood forest north of San Francisco. It's about 3,000 acres, in which they've got a 40-foot statue of the Old Testament god Moloch, symbolized as an owl. And every year they have a satanic ceremony in which they sacrifice a human being in effigy to this deity. And the guy looked at me and goes, there's no way this is true. I said to him, I said, dude, I said, I'm not saying that I agree with what they're doing. I said, but I read the book, Men in Power, by Helmut Schmidt. And I said, I read the book because I didn't believe it either. And I said, this thing was exposed. You can watch it on video on YouTube. I'll be more than happy to send you a link. It even has its own Wikipedia page. I said, it's real. And I said, that's the problem. This thing is so bizarre and it's so messed up because we've got these snake handlers, these druids in charge of everything that are doing this. I said, we have no idea about them wanting to bring in this new world order under Lucifer. And I said, the sad part about it is that nobody wants to accept this because it's so bizarre and it's so far outside of our normalcy bias. And I'll tell you what happened next, Doug. You probably already know. These two jumped up and ran out of that office like they were a cat on a hot tin roof. They said, we got to go. And I said, look, guys, you asked me who was doing it. I told you who's doing it. See, here's the thing, and let everybody please listen to me. If you can't bring this thing back to Christianity and who these people are, none of it makes sense. None of it makes any sense because it's so twisted and so psychopathic. You've got to go back to Lucifer and his little whack job minions and his demons and whatever you want to call them and his fallen angels and all these guys that are in charge of this mess and doing this stuff on our planet. Because the thing about it is, greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. We don't answer to these guys. We have dominion over them. That's what the word says to us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's the thing we have to look at in all of this stuff. And that's why people always ask me, how do you always have such a positive attitude about all of this stuff? And I'm like, well, I know who wins in the end. You know, Jesus Christ and his angels, we win in the end with Yahweh. I said, Yeshua and Yahweh win this thing in the end for all of us. And I said, we get to spend eternity with them. And I said, that's how it ends. I said, but the reality is this planet that we live on now is being controlled by this druidic influence. And see, and we're starting to finally break it, Doug, with all of the internet stuff. So I don't know how much longer they're going to allow us to have the internet. I don't know how much longer before they start launching ICBMs. I don't know how much longer that, you know, they're going to allow this to continue, or they're going to collapse the currency, because they got a lot of ammunition still to do. They've got a lot of ammunition they can do. Now, I know we're about to go to break, aren't we?
Let me tell you, keep going.
I got a whole bunch more to cover on this topic, so I'll do it after the break. But I want to say one thing real quick. I have gotten so many emails. I mentioned something on your show a while back about a CD series that I have. It's a home study course. It's called Maximum Success: How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. This is an 8-CD series. It's on my website for $129. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. We talk about the 37 principles of success, like the 38 principles of failure, which are just as important to understand why people fail. It gives you the tumblers, the clicks of why things aren't working out in your life. Plus, it has the top 10 foods never to eat. It's got all kinds of great information on it. It's an 8-CD series. I want to give this CD series away to your listeners, Doug, for free when they order $200 worth of products from Health Masters. I mean, it's a $129 program. I mean, wow. And the reason I can do this is we ordered them for a national evangelist a couple years back. We have some left in inventory, not that many. And I told Austin, I said, well, you know, little by little, you know, we're leaving for going further and further away from CD technology. And I've got these home study courses in here. It's Maximum Success: How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free, all based on the Bible's teachings. And I want to be able to use these for Doug Hagman's listeners. So the coupon code is DougCDSET, DougCDSET. Okay, this is 8 CDs. This is a whole series. This is not a little one CD. This is an entire series, binder, and everything. So when you order $200 worth of stuff from us, we are going to give you $129 of information on this for free. And it's basically a Christian's three-dimensional lifestyle program. That's what it is. It took me years and years, 25 years, to put this set together. And so I want to give it to you also, to your listeners, for free for a purchase of $200 or more. And there won't be any additional shipping on it. This is free with a purchase of $200. I want to mention that tonight because this is the biggest thing I've ever done for your listeners, and I really want to be part of the team here with you guys getting this thing done. So there you go. You got any questions on it? Now, do you want to start back on this start, or wait until we come back on the break?
Well, yeah, we're really up against it, but all I can say is this: I've got the CD set, and folks, look, if you're low on nutritional supplements, or regardless of the case, $200 at healthmasters.com. Use the coupon code DougCDSET, and the CD set will. I can't even describe the information on that. You could spend a weekend watching that or listening to that, the information there. It'll change your life. It'll give you enough information that you can regain control of your life. And I just want to say thank you, because I do know the cost, the amount of time that went into that, and having it myself, how much it benefited me. So it's a very generous offer. We're going to put it up on our website. Doug CD set is the coupon code for the $129 value for any purchases of $200 or more. That does not include shipping, folks. Okay, in terms of the cost.
Shipping's free, Doug.
But I'm not charging any shipping. I mean, you know, they're shipping on the product to make it to the $200, right?
If anything over $100 is free shipping from my office. So no, I'm not even stopping that. It includes everything. It's all free.
Well, that's even better. So, folks, go to healthmasters.com and take advantage of this offer. $129 value. The CD set is great. I've got it here at the studio, and Take a listen. I mean, it'll revolutionize. It'll change the way you think about your health. Thank you so much. I really mean that, because that is a tremendous gift.
Now, Doug, I've only got a few hundred of these left. And now, once they're gone, they're gone. So I don't want you guys to get mad at me if you try to do it and it doesn't work. But what I will do, if you put it in there, I've got other CD sets that I can include. Other than this one, if we run out of that one. You're going to get the CD. You're going to get a really good CD series regardless, but it may not be the maximum success one because we may not have enough of those.
Thank you so much. That's
folks,
great.
You're listening with Dr. Ted Breuer. Visit his website, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted right after these messages. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.